Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today. We have a lot to share on our talkback program. Once a week, you have an opportunity to call in and share your points of view. Our number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. Also, a lot of people are listening right now over the telephone, and we had so many people listening that they had to add some new lines. So here are the numbers that if you ever want to listen to this program, no matter where you're at in the United States or Canada, call this number, 401-347-0456, 401-347-0456, or 712-432-7231, 712-432-7231. We're on our way to 10 million minutes, people listening. Wow. Today, from our public health segment, from Sayer G. from Green Med Info, a very good organization, they have thousands upon thousands of studies supporting, from mainstream peer-reviewed journals, supporting alternative positions. They have a strong article entitled Multiple Infant Vaccines Linked to Dramatically Increased Death. We're going to talk about that because all the children in America get multiple infant vaccines. Also, from our environmental segment today, we're going to look at endocrine disrupting activity and near fracking sites. And this was published in the peer-reviewed journal Endocrinology. So one side of medicine from a major university study, University of Missouri School of Medicine, is finding more than 700 different chemicals are used in the fracking process. Many of them disturb hormone function. That's a quote from Dr. Susan Nagel of the university. Quote, with fracking on the rise, populations may face greater health risks from increased endocrine disrupting chemical exposure. We'll deal with that. From our social issues, from Charlie Reese, 545 versus 318 million. 545, of course, represents the 445 members of the House of Representatives and 100 members of the Senate. Of course, they could throw in the Supreme Court judges. But how is it that a tiny number of people have so much power? And what do we have to show for it? This, I think you'll find interesting. Always we begin with the latest on health and healing. And we begin with healthy fats. The healthy fats, of course, are the fats that come from avocados, almonds, walnuts, cashews, pistachios, olives. These are all good fats. A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine looked at 4,500 men who had received a prostate cancer diagnosis. Now, according to Natural Society, what they discovered was that the more vegetable fat that the men consume, the less likely to develop terminal tumors or die from other causes than those who ate diets filled with carbohydrates and animal fats. That's important. So if you're eating animal fats, you're getting what's called arachidonic acid. That's a bad fat, and that causes inflammation of the brain, the joints, and of course, the organs, including the prostate. But if you're eating fats from healthy oils, it actually turns off the fat, turns off the inflammation. Here's what they say, quote, based on this study, combined with extensive literature on cardiovascular disease, it's appropriate to recommend that men with prostate cancer consume a heart-healthy diet with unsaturated fats that comes from nuts and healthy oils like olive oil and seeds and avocados. That would be sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. That's according to the lead researcher, Dr. Richman of the University of California, San Diego. San Francisco. Quote, I don't think we need more research to make the recommendation. I would agree. So if this will help turn off some of the process to prevent the cancer from spreading, imagine what would happen if every day men had their fats from healthy sources. You've all seen the ads for the energy drinks. I won't recommend them because I consider them dangerous. Here's a statement from Dr. Michael Smith, medical doctor, published in the current Life Extension. How to increase your energy without stimulants. Now, of course, this audience knows that it all comes down to a simple chemical called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. However, instead of naturally stimulating that, as we've discussed many times on the show, instead people will take stimulants like caffeine. Why? Because caffeine with sugar, like a soft drink or a coffee, that's going to burst your sugar level right up in a matter of, let's say, 5 minutes. That's not good because it's going to plummet down also. But those energy drinks with the caffeine, they do not give you any long-term adenosine triphosphate or ATP production. And when you're taking anything filled with caffeine and sugar, it's not really an energy drink. Here's what the good doctor says. Quote, individual responses to caffeine vary, and these drinks should be treated carefully because of how powerful they are. Energy drink stimulating properties can boost your heart rate and blood pressure. Not good. Dehydrate your body, and then act as stimulants to prevent sleep. Energy drinks should not be used while exercising, as the combination of fluid loss from sweating and the diuretic quantity of the caffeine can leave someone severely dehydrated. So that is what he's talking about. And by the way, for those of you who say, oh, no, it's not caffeine, it's guarana, G-U-A-R-A-N-A. Friends, guarana contains 400% more caffeine than coffee. So you don't want that at all. So what do you want? Well, here's what we know, and here's what you can do. Use cordyceps. Cordy, C-O-R-D-Y, ceps, C-E-P-S. These are endoparasitic fungi, and they attach to the larvae of the ghost moths, producing fruiting bodies full of energy and endurance nutrients. Now, when they processed the cordyceps, they found that it sustains energy level, sustains your ATP the natural way. Cordyceps also supports healthy insulin sensitivity, allowing your cells to efficiently take up sugar from your blood and hence stabilize your energy output. In one study, healthy adults took 333 milligrams of cordyceps extract three times a day for 12 weeks. And then they performed stationary bicycle exercise at maximum levels for over 10% longer than the muscle fatigue could be scientifically detected. Now, you can add to cordyceps Panax, Pan, P-A-N, Ax, A-X, Panax ginseng. It's a very powerful adaptogenic herb, and it's used mainly in oriental medicine for energy or qi, or when people are stressed, because it adapts in the system to whatever your body needs. I remember once I was listening to one of the Quackbusters, who, by the way, have been totally discredited. It's interesting, I'm writing a major article now about all the Quackbusters. We've done a major undercover investigation. And we intend also to see that those people who have been slandered, libeled, will have the information necessary to take appropriate legal action. If you only read what the courts, the judges, have said about their so-called expertise, when we actually went through their expertise, they had no expertise in anything that the New York Times, Consumer Reports, and governmental agencies who've invited them to give their insights. They have no expertise in this whatsoever. Nothing. Zip. Zero. So it's time now that all those people who were slandered have their day to challenge. And when they do challenge, these people lose. So anyhow, be that as it may, I'm listening to a radio program, and clearly they were had some chiropractor on who was debating, and he didn't know what he was talking about. This man didn't. I wrote him. I was very concerned. I said, please, sir, do not take it upon yourself to debate when you're so poorly prepared. You had none of the information that is readily available on peer-reviewed journals, double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing the benefits of homeopathy. Had you had those studies in hand, you would have made the person who didn't have any knowledge of homeopathy, but who was attacking homeopathy, you would have completely caused the audience to understand that there is benefit. But unfortunately, a lot of people just go out there and they just start swinging away and they don't have any knowledge of what they're talking about. But up comes the subject of ginseng. And once again, the Quackbuster, having no knowledge of what he's talking about, attacks it. That afternoon, we started doing our research. By the end of the day, we had over 5,000 articles from peer-reviewed journals on the benefits of ginseng. And that was a long time ago. Today, there's probably 15,000 studies, one of the most studied herbs in history, because quite simply, ginseng is one of the most important for us. So ginseng is incredibly important for producing and sustaining energy. It will support ATP production in the mitochondria. And then I would add in NADH in combination with a ubiquinone or coenzyme Q10, generally at 200 to 400 milligrams. Now it takes me back to a race that was in August, brutally hot day, hilly course, and it was the National 40K Championship in New Jersey. Elliot Denman, great race director and athlete, was putting it on. And there were the best athletes in America there. Before the race, there was a table, and you could put any kind of drink that you wanted on the table. And I saw all these energy drinks with massive amounts of caffeine. So I'm picking up the bottles and I'm looking and 400 milligrams caffeine, and they had all these bottles lined up, like every lap, which was a little over a mile, they were going to, for almost 25 miles. So they were going to be consuming 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of caffeine. So I stopped one of the athletes who I knew and I said, my doctoral thesis was on caffeinism. You're taking a lethal dose of caffeine. It's a hot day. It's over 95 degrees. You're going to be perspiring profusely. This is going to act as a diuretic. You're going to lose chromium, which you need at the cell level. This could really play havoc with your kidneys. He said, oh, you know, I haven't had that problem. I said, you haven't taken this in a long race. It didn't matter. And indeed, he didn't make it halfway through the race. But all these athletes had this, and I had coconut water with some berry concentrate in it. I had my energy the whole way. That was the race that I won, set a new American record, and still to this day, it's there. So you want sustained energy, do it the right way. Don't do it with energy drinks. Another thing we don't have enough of in our diet, though we certainly have plenty of it, is fiber. One of the very first national debates that I did was on fiber. And it was on ABC television in Chicago, where I was debating with the top heads of the American Medical Association. And he said, and it's burned into my psyche, that the only thing that fiber is good for is pigs and cows. At that time, the average American was consuming under 5 grams of fiber a day. Some people under 2. Because we were eating a purely processed diet. And when I explained to them that the 3 leading authors in the world on the role of roughage from which fiber comes, John Yatkin, who MD, PhD, who held the first chair of nutrition in Europe, and also a Dr. Cleave, who was a naval doctor and who was finding out what happens when you're on the ocean and you don't have fresh fruits and vegetables, so you're eating canned foods lacking fiber, what happens? And he created what was called the saccharine disease. And the other was Dennis Burkitt of Burkitt's lymphoma. He founded Burkitt's lymphoma. And he said to me, I had responsibility for 67 East African hospitals that I visited and treated people. I never saw a cardiovascular event. I never saw appendicitis. I never saw diverticulitis, spastic colon, colorectal cancer. In fact, when someone died of a heart attack, it was so rare that several doctors go to look at it because these people consumed about 50 grams of fiber a day, and only when they moved into the cities did the diet change and hence their health. But as long as people had adequate food, like millet, maize, corn, they were healthy. But that didn't sway the person I was arguing with. He stuck to it that we didn't need all this fiber. Well, he was wrong. Then again, the AMA has been wrong about everything. And I'll bet they still are very angry when my name comes up because of the two articles that I wrote that expose them as a criminal organization. And they were found guilty. And that guilt was upheld to the Supreme Court. And they had to pay a lot of money to a small group of chiropractors because they had carried on a 25-year systematic secret campaign to keep chiropractors from being recognized as the legitimate healing science they are. And if you want to see what dirty tricks they played, because I uncovered all of them. For example, there was supposed to be an independent blue ribbon panel that would determine, is chiropractic a legitimate healing science, and if so, should it be covered by Medicaid? 6 months before the first doctor gave any testimony, the AMA, behind the scenes, had selected all the people who were going to be the experts, coached them. I got the documents showing they were coached. Therefore, the outcome was a foregone conclusion. No matter what science the chiropractors presented, it was going to be thrown out. How chiropractors were excluded from being able to even get an x-ray at a public hospital. They were excluded from insurance programs. They were excluded from academia. It was a really sordid affair. And that's before all the spying we have today. It was so paranoid that a medical doctor, if he referred a patient to a chiropractor, could have lost his license. That's how bad it was. Well, after the verdict and they were found guilty, I repeat, the AMA was found guilty. We caused them to be found guilty. Yeah, you don't see that hanging around their neck as a moniker. This stupid little union for doctors, that's all it is. Pathetic organization. Is today, was then. Thank goodness only 15% of doctors are stupid enough to join the AMA. In any case, then they couldn't. Well, guess what they did? And they never figured out that someone would get the letter. I have the letter, and it'll be used in an upcoming story and possibly go beyond that, where a person was hustling to get all their files and so they could carry on the work in secret. Well, that's something new. So all that'll be coming at you because the AMA was supposed to, by court issue, not harass, not denigrate, and not dismiss chiropractic as an unscientific cult, which they had done for 25 years. A secret department of investigations in the basement of the AMA. Rockthorpe Martin and Doyle Taylor, two people who ran that. Quote, in one of the letters, we will have chiropractic wither and die on the vine. Yeah, and you succeeded. Until someone sent the documents. There was 2 million reprints of that article on chiropractic, mainly from chiropractors, because they wanted to read the truth. In any case, this is from the British Medical Journal. Quote, adds evidence to a protective effect of high fiber diets against the risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, researchers at England's University of Leeds looked at 22 separate studies involving fiber intake in cardiovascular disease and coronary heart disease that were published in a 23-year period from 1990 to 2013. And here's what they found. Fiber intake, meaning total soluble and insoluble fibers from grains and fruits and vegetables, that you reduced your risk of cardiovascular heart attacks substantially. So one more reason to make sure that you get your fiber in your food. Also, there's been some controversy about, well, if I take iron, it can harden my arteries. Not true. This is from Professor Elizabeth Nemeth. Quote, long-held beliefs that the hardening of the arteries involved in atherosclerosis linked to the body's iron level may be unfounded, according to the UCLA study. Common thinking is that the greater risk of atherosclerosis in men and postmenopausal women compared to premenopausal women is related to higher iron in the body in both groups. Under this iron hypothesis, it's believed that iron regulatory hormone, hepcidin, causes the buildup of iron in plaque macrophages, which leads to oxidative stress and inflammation and contributes to atherosclerosis. However, a new study by Professor Nemeth and her team showed little evidence to support the theory, as the progression of atherosclerosis to excessive iron levels in the macrophage cells was no different than those normal cells, and this was published in the peer-reviewed journal Cell Reports. So for those of you who were wondering, now you know the truth. And also, I don't hear much out there about vitamin K2. According to a peer-reviewed journal published in Nephrology, Dialysis, Transplantation, vitamin K2, GLA protein matrix, can inhibit vascular calcification. And that's important. So if you know anyone who has problems with vascular calcification, this is a report that helps to give them some positive input that it can help them. And finally, science focuses on body's own inner light as the ultimate healer. This is from Natural Society. I'll quote it. Do you think you are psychic enough to predict your future health? Most people would answer, of course not. But a new science called biontology, we can literally measure the light stored in our DNA and determine our probable state of well-being and vitality. If having a light body sounds like New Age mumbo-jumbo to you, you might reconsider after reading further. According to scientists at Alfred Pritz, like Alfred Pritz, along with physicists who have studied medicine, such as Joanne Boswinkel, biophotons are the light we exude from our own bodies at very weak levels, which are just beyond the visible spectrum. They are, in fact, the subquark level organizing force of all life, animal, plant, and human alike. They precede any biochemical reaction in the body. Here's from the study. Quote, in the classic model of chemistry and physics, light is emitted when an electron is excited to a higher energy state and then falls back down to a lower energy state, which occurs any time a chemical reaction takes place. Traditionally, biology and medicine have focused on the biochemical reactions between proteins, DNA, and other molecules within cells. However, a biophoton is always emitted before every biochemical reaction, end quote. Well, one device that has come from biotechnology science is a biophotonic scanner, and it's already proven to be very helpful. The scanner is essentially a way to measure your DNA's own light and can determine your future health. And by sending a laser into your palm, the device measures carotenoid pigments in your cells, and the laser can determine if you're eating as you should or your lifestyle supporting your overall good health. And this is one of the earliest mainstream medical uses of the scanner. But there are edgier ways that the science of biophotons can help us. There are other studies, for example, conducted recently by scientists that have shown that human beings are light beings. What do I mean by that? Scientists have been able to utilize this knowledge for practical purposes and have even been able to alter the neurocommunications in the brain of rats utilizing biophotonic energy and make the red blood cells of humans healthier. And there are multiple possible uses for this technology, including raising healthier agriculture, even keeping foods fresher longer without having to resort to the use of antibiotics and preservatives. And most importantly, we can repair our own cells, which have been damaged by poor diet and toxic environment polluted food supply. Now, the science is newly emerging and quite different than anything we've used up to this point, except, and here's the exception, I was curious about what my mother used to tell me as a sensitive. I said, Mom, when you're sitting there and you're holding people's hands in her home at night and always smiling and giving them words of encouragement, why are you holding their hands? And you never take your eyes off their eyes. And she said, I'm just looking at for the light. I had no idea what she was talking about. Later, when I was older and we had that conversation again, she said, we are all beings of light. And when a person is sick, the light doesn't come, doesn't show as it should. So by positive encouragement and joy and happiness, you'll see the flicker start to come back. So giving people positive hope and something to believe in and something to work towards is so important. And so I took that to New York, that thought in my mind. And I met a woman. She was, I guess, in her early 70s when I first met her. And she was Dr. Audrey Carger. And she had come to a lecture of mine, and after the lecture, that was the beginning of my career, she said, I work with light. And I said, explain that to me. And she said, I use refractory light based upon what I've learned in my travels with the Jains in India and the Buddhists throughout much of the world. And she said, we are all beings of light. And boom, right back came what my mother told me. We are all beings of light. So I set up an experiment. And the experiment was, I put the word out, anyone who had had any experience healing, I'd like to have them in an experiment. And they were given rats that only lived a very short life, and to see whether or not they could make a difference. And 5 of the 50 people, over a 2-year period, were able to heal every single rat that we gave them of this terminal condition. All the others, the rats died. There was one person who founded Therapeutic Touch from this experiment. You'll see the picture of her in the lab holding a rat, Dr. Dolores Krieger. You also see a picture of Rabbi Abraham Wiseman, and who was known as the rabbi with the healing hands because he would do hands-on healing. There was the chiropractor known as having the healing hands, Dr. Morton Jacobs. There was Dr. Thomas Carruth, and there was Olga Worrell. But overseas, just using photos and the number, was Harry Edwards. And that really was surprising, that this guy over there could heal from a distance. So after the whole experiment, I asked, and one was Audrey Carger, and she was able to heal her rats. And she would hold her hands, and I wouldn't say you could see the light, but boy, you could see the animal respond to it. Whatever was going on, you could see it, because I was there every single day when these people were there. So we had a phenomena that we could prove occurred. We just didn't know how it happened. And then I took this in at least 122 other experiments I did. And then I came up with the idea, what if we fed people based upon the light within, the healing within foods? And that's where I came up with the idea that we should be for healing the body, reversing DNA damage, protecting the body, slowing down the aging process. You need, on a scale of 1 to 10, 9 and 10. For helping a person get better, but not necessarily strong enough to reverse their disease, you need a 7, 8. And the average American was at 3. And below 5, you're always in a downward spiral. And then you look at the average person today, you look at the average child, sibling, teenager, or not sibling, but teenager, and you'll see that they're eating almost completely denatured food, denatured of healing vibration, which is the light. And then look at how people light up my life. You've heard that. We've all heard that. And we know exact good vibrations. We know exactly what someone's saying, how we feel when we're around people who are positive, how we feel when we're around people who are negative, how we feel when we're around people who are optimistic, how we feel when we're around people who are pessimistic. We all know it. This is a universal truth. This is this light they're talking about. So now, finally, they're quantifying it. And I'm glad, because it's showing that a positive attitude, eating food that is energized in its natural state, being around people who are sharing positive energy, because everything's an energy exchange, being in an environment, in nature, all of this is flooding the body with the healing light and allowing our own life energy to increase. I'm Gary Knoll, and now to a couple of issues before we take your calls. And again, I'll be taking calls in a moment here at 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. And let me see. We have, let's see who we have on the line here so we can go to them. Pauline from Queens. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Gary. I've only been listening to you for like a couple of months, but I have put into action something that you told us to do. I'm going to be going to an open house of my U.S. representative and going to try to talk to her about the trade agreement, hopefully refer to your articles. I have not actually been able to download it on my computer, but I plan to do it before I meet with her. So I wanted you to know that you made a difference. And my question really has to do with, are you aware of any kind of insurance for any of the alternative medicine or natural medicine or, you know, integrative that is out there that's trying to be formed? Do you know of anything going on like that?
At one time, about 10 years ago, there was a company that would cover virtually all of the legitimate alternative healing practices, everything from acupuncture, homeopathy, IV drips, and that no longer exists. Now, some companies will cover some individual things, like they'll cover an acupuncture, but they won't cover if you're recovering, let's say, from a stroke and you need biofeedback, they won't cover it. So what we're doing, we're reaching out to see which insurance company would be willing to cover a full spectrum of the healings and that are needed, and then we can support that. So we have already reached out to every insurance company in the United States. So that is an action.
Is there anything to do with light healing involved? I mean, there are people out there. I mean, I'm one of them. I actually know somebody who's really superb. I really want to connect you with this person. I believe that you'll see what I'm talking about. This is like the equivalent of the healing energy of Jesus, and I am not joking. Well, I am truly, I've been around and I've taken so many classes, but I no longer do healing because this person has what it takes to help everybody on this planet.
I'm a full believer. And
you
talk
help
about
with
it
all your stuff, with your, you know, what you're telling us about food, but he works on the spiritual level deep.
But there are many people who do the same.
I know, but this is the purest energy I've ever seen. I really want you to check him out. I will send you an email.
If you send me an email, I'll be happy to. That would not be covered because they have to have their medical doctors have some science that justifies it. Therefore, initially, until such thing can be tested, the sciences that are involved in alternative healing, such as homeopathy, heavily studied and lots of positive results, that would be covered. Chiropractic, covered. Massage therapy would be covered. Herbal medicine would be covered. depending upon the practitioner or their background. Holistic nutrition, holistic nursing, holistic dentistry, IV therapy, holistic psychiatry, those would be covered. Now, esoteric therapies like Reiki and light energy, those would not initially. That doesn't mean they're not legitimate, but you have to understand what it is that the insurance companies would demand. I appreciate your input. Thank you very much. This is from Sayer G, that's J-I, from greenmedinfo.com. Quote, a new study published in the journal Vaccine has brought to light an extremely disturbing, though still virtually unreported, dark side to immunization campaigns within low-income countries, namely the observation that infant death sometimes increases when the number of co-administered vaccines increases, a finding diametrically opposed to the widely held belief that vaccination is always a life-saving intervention and that the more vaccines administered to infants, the better. The new observational study from the West African country of Biesu, titled Co-Administration of Live Measles and Yellow Fever Vaccines and Inactivated Vaccines is associated with increased death compared with measles and yellow fever vaccines only. End quote. Well, that opens with a reference to the already consistent observation in the biomedical literature that the administration of inactivated diphtheria tetanus pertussis, or the DPT vaccine, and live attenuated measles vaccine increases death compared to receiving the measles vaccine only. I think the most dangerous vaccine, aside from the MMR, is the DPT. I believe that we should not be offering DPT, MMR, the polio and hepatitis vaccines at all, because they do not have the science showing that they're safe. And we have studies emerged from a randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial that was conducted in 2002 through 2007 through 11, where researchers administered vitamin A, a routine vaccination contacts among children 6 to 23 months in urban and rural areas. And the ones that received the vitamin A, not a problem. The ones that received the vaccine, many of them died. So, children in third world countries, in the United States, they need a healthy diet. They need healthy breast milk from their mother. The vaccines are killing children, and we're not paying attention. Next up, before I take another call, this comes from Charlie Reese. Quote, 545, that's the number of Congress, versus 318 million people. Quote, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and Republicans are against deficit? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve does. 100 senators, 335 congressmen, one president, 9 Supreme Court justices equate to 545 human beings out of over 300 million. Directly, legally, morally, individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I excluded all the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. Remember, the president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who was the Speaker of the House? John Boehner. He is the leader of the majority party, and he and fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want. If the president vetoed it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to. The House has passed a budget, but the Senate has not approved a budget in over 3 years. The president's proposed budgets have gotten almost unanimous rejection in the Senate in that time. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of over 300 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Army and Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them in Iraq and Afghanistan. If they do not receive Social Security or an elite retirement plan not available to the people, it's because they want it that way. There are no insoluble government problems. Do not let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take that power. Above all, do not let them con you into belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy or inflation or politics that prevent them from doing what they took an oath to do. Those 545 people, and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses. Provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees, we should vote all of them out of office and clean up the mess. By the way, Charlie Reese is a former columnist for the Orlando Sentinel newspaper. Now, this is what they're taxing that the average person is not aware of. And this is why I've said repeatedly, and I will say it again, I've studied this extremely carefully. And it is my conclusion that we should abolish most taxes, certainly personal income tax, and we should actually lower the overall corporate tax rate to 20%, bring all the $33 trillion in profits sitting offshore back so we can capture 20% of that, and then allow no deductions whatsoever. We need to have one flat tax that everybody who has any income in a business must pay. Abolish the IRS completely, abolish the tax code completely, and then put a escalating sales tax, the highest on luxury goods, because those are the people who can most afford it. You want a yacht? Fine. Want a private airplane? No problem. Just pay a higher tax. You want food? Pay the lowest tax. I'm Gary Nall. Let's now say hello to Luann Panessi. Hi, Luann.
Hello, Gary. Well, we have a lot of people in the audience would love to be able to spend more time delving into the issues that you bring up. And there's usually not a lot of time on the show, and they're on a queue. But one of the things that people are asking when they call me to sign up for your retreat coming up in January is if you would discuss some of these things in more depth. You know, subjects like what's happening with politics and the environment and sustainability and how they can become, participate more as an activist instead of just someone passively sitting back. You've got a very animated audience out there who I've been, you know, screening a lot of people. And I'd love for you to go through what's happening at the retreat, because I do have a couple of slots open.
All right. Well, here's what we're doing. In order to help our sister station that is also carrying this program now, WBAI, where I've been for 38 years, as well as our other stations, we have done some retreats, and these have been very successful. And I'm happy about that. First, I'm happy for the station, because at least they're not under the burden of trying to explain why 3,000 or 4,000 premiums were paid for but not shipped out. Imagine the frustration, imagine the anger of paying to support a station. The station wants to see that you get them. They simply have a model that doesn't allow it. So to help break this logjam, because it becomes self-fulfilling, if people don't get their premiums in a timely manner or at all, how likely are they to support the next go-round? And so you have this ever-shrinking audience in a highly competitive marketplace, and the arbitrons are there, and the listeners are going. So I said, we will get a group of people together. I will volunteer my time. And a bunch of us, over 20 very noble people, from Claire Adams and Valentina.
Cindy Fan-Millen.
Yes.
John Q.
John Talley, the judge, all these people, doctors, lawyers, engineers, judges, professors, all came together to help the station and to help the audience. As a result, we were able to raise enough money to pay for these premiums. So it unjammed that big back order. Now we're facing this again coming into this time of year. So I said, we'll do one. I was asked, and I said, yes, we'll do one for 1 week, and that should be enough to help them make a big dent in paying their upcoming transponder $50,000 fee. So here's what we're doing. The third full week of January, I think that starts on Sunday the 18th.
19th to the 25th. 19th.
We are going to assemble in a beautiful environment, wonderful environment, and we're going to have workshops all day long. Yoga in the morning with a master yoga teacher, meditation, sound and healing, art and healing, therapeutic touch, personal counseling. There'll be gourmet vegan cooking classes. We have three different chefs, three of them. We have juicing all day long, all different types of juices for detoxing and cleansing, wonderful gourmet meals, the most beautiful meals, delicious meals, nourishing meals, living food meals, too. Classes on homesteading, hydroponics, aquaponics, sprouting, and exercising, personal exercising, road work, gym work, pool work, water aerobics, John Q, fun, dancing, couples, singles, all ages. It's going to be phenomenal.
It is an upbeat group, Gary. I'm talking to these people. These people are fun, they are active, they're upbeat, and they're just excited as all as
and
they can be.
And
so
I do a lecture every night, and at my lecture I take on all the issues that people want to hear about in depth. Plus, I do a little mini lectures throughout the day. So people want to know how to use energy, how you create energy, how you are able to change your life, clear your mind, and create a new life. All this is discussed in depth. No rushing, no cell phones, no distractions. So if they want to come, and I haven't been in touch with you to find out if we're full or not, because we like to keep it to a small group so everyone gets personal attention. Give people your phone number, Luann.
Surely. It's 631-504-6198. Again, 631-504-6198.
Now, we're going to go out of the show today by hearing some testimonials of people that were just at the last one just 2 months ago.
From this retreat, it's been an absolutely fantastic experience. my fears, anxieties, and frustrations, I'm able to leave them behind with a group of people who are working together to simplify our lives and look clearly at the troubles that we're going to be facing in the future with limited resources. And we have been eating the best food you could ever imagine, getting healthy, exercising, and learning how to care for one another. And it's an experience I think everybody can benefit from. I highly recommend that you think about it, and hopefully commit yourself to a week of healthy living so that we can prepare for our future, because we're going to have a lot of very, very serious demands placed upon us.
For this retreat, I had a wonderful experience, something that I wasn't even thinking about. All I came here for is a power walking and the water aerobics, but many other things, especially food. And I experienced a closer, more quietness and appreciation for nature. Thank you very much, Garinal. This was very interesting.
I came down here with a lot of medical issues and stuff, and I couldn't wait to get here. I've heard a lot about it, and I've listened to Gary for quite some time. When I've been an outdoors person and love plants, I had an unbelievable experience to see some specimen trees and plants here where I could lose myself and really get back to nature. The food here, if you've never had real vegan food, this is a whole different experience. It's not boring and bland. It's some of the best food I've ever had in my life. As for the lectures, those will be with me for the rest of my life. I've learned an awful lot, and I hope to use all the experiences I've had here for the better of my future. It was unbelievable. I'll never forget it. And I want to thank Gary and his staff for all their compassion and their help. It means the world to me.
This experience of the week with Gary Noel has been, for me, it's been life-altering. I came here with really no direction at all, really shut down. And now I've seen with this beautiful setting, with the opportunity to really re-examine my life in full, and like never before. So I'm just so happy that I've come here, and look forward to the rest of my life. And I have Gary Noel to really thank for that, that he has this available for folks. And, you know, I would recommend it any time.
This experience has really changed me for the better in the last 5 days. I never realized how much I could have self-reflection and just relax, being present in the moment. Living in the hectic life that most of us live in, getting to step away from that and just to, like I said, be present has been really amazing, calming, and just a wonderful experience that I hope to continue once I leave here and work on in my everyday life.
Those are just some of the individuals, small number, giving you the positive feedback. Life-altering experience for some, a whole new window into an authentic life for themselves. Nothing else like it. It's $2,000. This is a fundraiser. This is to help WBAI. If you want to join us, give a call to Lou Ann Panessi. She's the one who's you're going to talk with. And her number is 631-504-6198, 631-504-6198. Thank you for listening. Look forward to sharing more on our next program.